And good morning. It is 7:45. I'm Kathy Carter in for Carson Cooper. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday. It's the 18th of July. This is WUSF 89.7. You know, when kids gaze up at the moon, many dream of traveling there, becoming astronauts. But how many look to the sea for similar inspiration? The ocean covers more than 70% of the planet's surface, and less than 5% of it has been studied. But at least one submarine pilot is working to motivate a new generation of ocean explorers. I recently took a trip to a Pinellas County summer camp where middle school girls learn about marine technology. It's construction day at Girls Underwater Robot Camp at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Three safety goggle-wearing eighth graders are building their robot, and they're struggling over the placement of one particular design element.
It's not concentric.
It doesn't have to be exactly concentric.
Yes, it does.
The girls then look at an instruction video on an iPad, and their engineering issue is quickly resolved.
I got it.
To date, 100 girls from across the country have built small, remotely operated vehicles designed for running micro expeditions. This is the second one in Tampa Bay. Co-founder Erica Bergman lives in California and also heads up GEEKS, Girls Engineering and Exploration Counselors. The professional ocean expedition leader flew in for the camp and says the girls here are very valuable engineers. They just don't know it yet.
They're like, Erica, I didn't know how much I loved screwing two things together or soldering two wires together. I didn't know that I loved circuits so much and electronics.
As a steamship engineer and submarine pilot, Bergman has experienced many underwater adventures. One mission had her crew 300 feet below water, piloting towards a ship they detected on sonar. But when they looked out the window, all they could see was a wall of white, and it was moving.
And all of a sudden, we could see clearly that it was a school of thousands of market squid. And then kind of like two curtains parting, the squid split up the middle, they separated off to two sides, and there in front of us was this huge shipwreck that we had been looking for.
While she tells this story, the girl's eyes light up, and that's by design. Bergman says she doesn't have enough female peers in oceanography, so while the camps are fun, they're also meant to spark interest in marine science for the young teenagers and further develop their interest in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. One of the girls listening was Alicia Rogers from Azalea Middle School in St. Petersburg. She seems to have found her tribe.
And it's nice to find people like that because kids, at least at my school and people who I used to hang out with, they don't have the same wants and needs as me. I like science a lot.
And so does Catherine Boyd from Palm Harbor. She spent 3 years in STEM Academy at Clearwater Fundamental Middle School. She says she doesn't see enough girls like her and Alicia on TV, especially on the Disney Channel.
There's lots of the kind of popular girls that all they care about is fashion and boys and painting their nails and sort of thing. And it should be more girls that are interested in STEM and science and math.
It's a fair observation. A recent study from the University of San Diego found that girls exposed to gender stereotypes on television were more likely to perceive scientists as men. But that's not the case back at camp, where the girls lower their robots into the Clearwater Aquarium's stingray tank. Bergman hopes at the end of the three-day camp, at least a few of the girls can now envision themselves as ship captains, chief engineers, and expedition leaders.
I want them to be able to write the grants, build the tools, gather the team, focus on objectives to create huge expeditions.
And she says they don't need a degree in oceanography to get started. For now, they should just avoid bumping their robots into a pot of curious stingrays. Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News. And you can see photos and a video of Girls Underwater Robot Camp on our website. That's WUSFnews.org.